Every October, the central Iowa town of Winterset hosts a covered bridge festival to celebrate its century-old covered bridges in Madison County. During this year's festival, the two lead actors from the musical The Bridges of Madison County previewed some of the show's songs from the steps of the county courthouse. The story is based on the popular novel published in the 90s about a traveling photographer who was there to shoot the bridges for a magazine. He meets a married farm wife, and the two fall in love during a week-long affair. These roles are played by New York actors Andrew Szymanski and Elizabeth Stanley. To learn more about where their characters are from, they visit the Roseman Bridge, covered in red paint, nestled in the middle of farmland. Stanley plays Francesca, and as she walks on the bridge for the first time, she notices hundreds of written notes scattered on the interior.
The sort of love notes of, you know, we were here, we fell in love forever, you know, or I'm still waiting. To me, that was the personal mementos that people left. I didn't expect that.
Andrew Szymanski plays the part of the photographer Robert. He says being here on the bridge where his character forms a bond with Francesca will influence his theater performance.
You know, we all have these moments in our lives where the really momentous moments that we will always remember where we were. And for my character Robert, who never thought he was going to really love someone and to have met the woman I think that he thinks he's supposed to spend the rest of his life with, and that this bridge is really what signifies that. That's special to be here and to feel the weight of that kind of moment for my character.
Since the summer, they've been learning their parts in New York. Because the show's tour starts in Iowa, several days before the premiere, the entire company moved to the Des Moines Civic Center.
Here's 64. Three.
Jason Robert Brown composed the music and is rehearsing with a small orchestra in the lobby of the Civic Center. The Bridges of Madison County debuted on Broadway in February 2014, but closed after 3 months.
You know, I write shows and they don't tend to run for very long in New York, which is fine.
Brown is in his mid-40s and has written about a dozen musicals. He's won Tony Awards, including two for his work on The Bridges of Madison County. Brown developed the music based on the story adaptation by Marcia Norman, but he didn't visit Madison County until after he was finished. As to the famous 1995 movie version, he hasn't seen it. Brown says, compared to the novel, the musical story focuses more on Francesca, a woman from Italy who has been married to an Iowan for many years.
The novel has very little of the community within it, whereas our show is very much about the community that Francesca lives in. It's really about the town of Winterset and kind of her experience as an outsider in this place, and how they welcome her in and also how they exclude her and how they react and how she feels that reaction to when all of the events of the story happen.
Brown is conducting the orchestra during the Des Moines performances because he says it's rare for a short-lived Broadway show to get a chance to tour, and he wants to stay connected to it as long as possible. But he will relinquish the baton for 15 of the 18 cities the show will play in through July. The Bridges of Madison County concludes its Iowa run at the Civic Center on Saturday. In Des Moines, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.